You're listening to the Women as in Art podcast, and I am your host, Leah Schrager.
Hello, and welcome to Women as in Art. Today, I have Maxine Hoover with me. I will start by reading her bio. Maxine Hoover is an artist and curator best known for her semi-weekly curated shows at Landmark Art Space in Chelsea. Many focus heavily on elevating female emerging and established artists. Maxine's work as a curator has been recognized by AM New York, The Village Sun, and Strauss News. She was recently honored by Schneps Media as a Power Woman of Manhattan. A lifelong artist, Maxine's paintings explore the concept of self and the relationship between the physical and spiritual world, primarily executed with acrylic, oil paint, and mixed materials, inspired by out-of-body experiences, meditative visions, and dreams. So welcome to the podcast, Maxine. I'm curious, yeah. How long have you been doing that curated series for?
So first group show curation, it actually started in December of 2023. And it was in this big space that I was sharing with my partner, Reed Stowe. And many artists know it's very difficult to get people into your studio. And so we decided we had this huge space in Chelsea and we wanted to get people in and we also wanted to grow a community. So we started with, I started with an all-female show. It was called Femme Fusion. It was 8 different women artists. And luckily we were in a gallery building. So there were lots of different galleries on the other floors. It was a very easy, way to promote it. Yeah, because people are already out in Chelsea going to openings. We stayed open a little later to 9 p.m. so people could, trickle in after they got their other gallery hops in. And it just became really great and successful. And we were averaging like 300 people a show. And then the first one went so well that we decided, let's do it another week. And some artists started coming to us. And with each show, we would just meet more and more artists. And so it was really then the momentum built and we decided, we're doing this every week. Let's just keep going. And I wanted to make sure that we did at least one all-female show every month. Some months we did 2 female shows, but it really averaged like at least like 1 or 2 female shows a month. And out of all of these, 6 months have gone by and I've curated 19 shows and I think 9 of them, I believe, have been all female. So it's been really, really cool and just such an amazing experience meeting all these great artists and working with them. And also a chance to show my work and Reed's work as well. It worked in the sense of we got really great exposure for ourselves and for other people. But then we also were uplifting emerging artists at the same time. So yeah, that's kind of how it started.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Really
cool. Do you find, is there a difference in how you curate an all-female show versus a not intentionally all-female show?
Well, sometimes. I think it depends. I think when there's a weekly turnover, sometimes we'll have people lined up a little bit ahead of time that maybe we've been wanting to show, and then we'll build around that theme. And then there were other weeks where it was like, okay, we want to put together a show, but we're not sure who, maybe there's some people we haven't shown in a while. Sometimes we just kind of, some shows we brought certain artists together that we just hadn't shown yet. And we wanted to give that a go. And then other shows we already had a theme in mind and we planned it a little further in advance. But generally, the theme shows, they were usually a mix of both male and female. So it was around a theme. Like there was one show that we curated called Nouveau Geo, and it was a geometric abstract show. And that one was really cool because it was a very cohesive collection of artists that worked in that specific genre. That was probably the most specific show we had. And we featured a historical artist, Nassos Daphnis, and we got some paintings from his estate from Richard Tattinger Gallery. So that was really cool. That was a specific one. But then we've also had some other shows. Our last one, not our last one, but we did one that was very specific called Nouveau Surrealism, and it was an all-female show. And it depicted all-female artists that were portraying themselves in surrealist situations. And that one was really cool. I related to that one personally because that's a similar style that I like to work in. But then I was able to find a bunch of other female artists that were working in a similar sensibility. So, but a lot of them were also just, a lot of our other shows were a little bit more spontaneous than that. And it was just through some people who we met and we liked their work and just decided to have them come show with us. And it was great. So
that is very cool. And I also have I'm also quite interested. Now I need to look for the Nouveau Surrealism poster. I guess I'll look later on your Instagram to see what that included. But yeah, I've also super curious, and I curated a show back in 2016 that was all models, basically artists who were also the models in their work. Because I found it to
I
be
love that. I felt that
there was like a specific relationship, and it's hard to describe, but it did bring out a particular kind of work and relationship that the artist has with the art, basically, because it's also themselves. So I'm really curious to hear you talk a bit more about that. If there's more to say, if you saw any trends, whatever.
It is interesting. I mean, there's a lot of different things I noticed. Like certain female artists, they went really deep into their anecdotes of personal experiences that they've seen unravel. And then they created all of these metaphors in their art that related to that. And then there were some others that they just kind of included themselves as a character in a scene that they staged mm-hmm. that was almost just like this fantasy played out in her mind. Like one particular artist we showed recently, Vicky Kuzami, she does these dollhouse scenes where she stages all of these different, she has dollhouses, and then she takes these photos of them and then she paints the scenes. But then one of the doll's characters are actually like her alter ego that she, you know, sees as herself in the painting. So that's one example. And then as for me, I paint myself, I use my own figure as a theme in my work. And I like to paint myself as almost like transcending my body, like going out, like transcending the physical body. So that's kind of my relationship to it. I like to kind of depict that like in between out of body experience moment. So it's just interesting to see how, you know, different women have the way that they, you know, portray themselves in their work. And then we also have some, like a lot of alter ego type of situations going on too. So, right. Yeah.
Totally. Alter ego. But yeah. Yeah. Oh, those are also, yeah. So beautifully said. So I'm curious to hear more about your work and the transcendence. Where has that come from?
Yeah. So, I've been painting for my whole life, and I was always really into figurative. I think certain people, you know, artists are drawn to different subjects, and I've just always been a figurative drawer, painter. I just always liked that. I love doing self-portraits. But ever since I was little, I was always fascinated by the dream state and that, like, what happened there? You know, how do I only remember parts of it? Like, where did I go? You know, I've been interested in that, like, kind of alternative you know, almost like changing the channel in your mind and going somewhere else kind of experience that we all have it, but we can't quite explain it. We don't really know what it is. So I always like to depict, you know, yourself and your physical body, but then you can just go somewhere else. And we don't know where you go. And it also kind of goes deeper than that. Like, where do you go when you die? Where do you go when you're asleep? You know, where do you go? So, I want people to I want to inspire a meditative state, dreamlike state when people look at my work. And I grew up doing yoga very much. My mom was a yoga teacher. So I grew up meditating, doing yoga. And my partner is also a yogi. And we also do a lot of that together. And we spend a lot of time meditating together and going out of our body in our meditation. So that very much inspires my work too.
That's really cool. And it's beautiful. Is the best place to see your work on your Instagram? Is that the best place?
Yeah. Yeah. As of now, that's the best place.
Yeah. Yes. It is really beautiful.
Thank you.
Sublime, I would say.
Thank you. Yeah.
Lovely. Okay. So wonderful. Let me get to some of my more like traditional questions.
Oh yeah, sure.
And then, but I mean, yeah, that was, yeah. Great. Great discussion. Really, it's really interesting topics. And I have some questions on it that we'll come back to towards the end. What do you consider the biggest challenges and opportunities for women in art now?
Well, I think now there's just more of everything. And I think, you know, there's much more freedom of it's definitely not like it was, you know, back in the dark ages where women were kept in the closet and couldn't share anything. I think nowadays it's great to see, you know, I see a lot more like juried shows that only focus on women now. I see a lot of just focus and celebration on women artists, which is so great. And maybe it's because I'm looking for it, but also on Instagram, I just see so many more women artists who are just totally celebrating, you know, themselves and their work, and they're posting videos and they're just having a great time. And they just feel so encouraged to share. And that female artist community is just so much more nurtured, I think, now than it was. And it kind of makes me wonder because, I mean, maybe it's social media, maybe it's, you know, maybe the times have changed or something like that. But like, I don't remember, like, was it not like that before? Or is it social media that brought it out? Or like, I don't know what it is, but I'm here for it. And I think it's a good thing that, you know, it's a good thing that social media allows people to, you know, come out and express themselves. And there's not so much of a, you know, filter on that. I mean, there are certain things, you know, that, you know, sometimes get filtered that shouldn't, blah, blah, blah. But I think there's a lot more opportunity in the best way possible. I think there's a lot more, you know, openness and a lot more opportunities for female artists.
Yeah. And I totally agree. Like Instagram is a real unique space and new, and that kind of goes into my next question, which is how the place of women in and or art has changed over time and across different media. And you bring up Instagram, and it's, you know, the algorithm with Instagram really favors people in the work. So, or not necessarily in the work, but just in the picture. So, at least in my case, I find that mm-hmm. like, if I post a photo of my work, you know, it'll get so many likes. If I post a photo of myself or like myself and my baby in front of my work, way more likes. And I think that's the nature of Instagram, which actually I think is kind of an interesting algorithmic boost for people who are like into showing themselves on Instagram. And it kind of makes me think of, it makes me think of the sort of classic thing that I can't remember now who said it, but sometimes super, super sort of strict fine art galleries. I've heard sometimes they look actually for people who have smaller followings or no social media followings because it means that they're not engaging in that kind of thing. But then of course there are other galleries, and I think actually Richard Taitinger, I'm probably saying his name wrong, but I know he works with some artists who have really big social media followings. So there's some other galleries that also really can incorporate that sort of, Instagram vibe.
I think there's that thing too. Like some places just want to be the first to discover someone, you know, it's like, we don't want you to be too popular because then we can't scoop you up and make you famous first or something like that. I don't know. But But I mean, it's just a great time we live in where we can kind of create our own exposure where that opportunity wasn't there before.
Totally.
So, yeah.
So I am very curious to hear your question about this. So, or your answer on this. So, historically, I would say that the female figure in art is like historically presented by a male photographer, painter, or artist. More recently, we see women or the model herself being the creator. Would you agree with this generalization? And what do you feel are the implications?
I mean, I think it depends. Historically women are, the female form has been just celebrated throughout. It's interesting how, throughout history, the female form has been celebrated, but then, female artists haven't quite been celebrated until a little bit later. But they've always been around. I guess in a way it kind of plays a lot into, it's just kind of a funny thing. It's like everyone wants to admire the female form, but it's almost like admire it, within these, limits that society kind of allows at the time. I mean, I think, when a woman kind of portrays their own form and, when a woman celebrates her own form, it's almost like taking her power back, than allow, some male artist to, like only male artists can sketch this. Like, it's just kind of, it's a little silly. It's like, why did that even happen? there's so many great male artists and there's so many great female artists. And I think, the female form like is an art form in its own way. And it's a great thing that should be celebrated. And I'm sure it will be forever.
Yeah, totally. That's true. I feel like historically it's probably just one of the longest forms that has been celebrated.
It's like we can celebrate it, I don't know. It's an interesting relationship that, women have had in society, over the, it's like, everyone wants us, but it's like, it's a weird thing. It's like hard to even articulate exactly what it is right now, but it's we've always been products of admiration for as long as time has existed. But then do they want to see how we portray it? I'm just happy that women have there's just more women artists out there that can now kind of write their own narrative. And it's not only male artists. I think there was an imbalance there if only male artists could portray female forms.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally. And I think, one question that often goes through my mind is if actually a male artist gets more respect for portraying a female artist than a female artist in portraying herself, in terms of it's sort of a gross or big example, just that someone like Richard Prince, who will take a screenshot, right, of the Instagram, and then it's considered great art or considered expensive art because it's through his hands. It went through his hands.
Yeah.
As opposed to that model posting her Instagram photo. I mean, it's really fascinating to me why it is that it takes that for the work to be considered art.
Yeah. And sometimes it has a lot to do with the artist's reputation in the first place. There's a lot of, it's just like, in a way it's funny how, the reputation of someone, can add value to something that wouldn't have value otherwise. And
totally.
Yeah.
And his history of creating appropriation art is really amazing. And so putting almost the value of that onto the Instagram post was a really interesting move.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there power in being the muse, would you say? Being a muse, the muse?
I think definitely. I mean, I feel like I play a muse in many different forms. I paint myself, but then I also model as well. So I've been using myself as a muse since I've started, creating art when I was very young. So I think it's just amazing to be able to, it's almost like a form of creating your own reality, creating your putting yourself in a scenario that just doesn't exist in the real world. You know, I'm like floating through space, you know, hopping on planets, going through the universe, you know, it's just like, I'm in some dream world out of the body. Yeah, it's empowering and it's fun. And it's also, it plays a role in, self-love as well. You know, you're, I'm like, you're appreciating yourself by allowing yourself to be a muse in your own eyes, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so in, I'm curious to hear more about your modeling and how you feel like that, if it, let's say you're modeling for other people other than yourself, right? Mm-hmm. I assume. So you're modeling for other people. So how do you feel doing that versus creating your own paintings? Is there a relationship there or does it feel pretty separate experiences?
Yeah, they're pretty different, actually. I mean, there are certain cases where I'll model for another photographer, but then I'll play a creative role in the shoot. So that's kind of like where a balance will come into play, where I'm still, you know, influencing the outcome of like how it will look and all of that. But then there are other shoots I've done that are just completely like, I'll just show up and they just do whatever, you know, like for a commercial or something. Yeah. But then when I'm painting myself, it's like I have complete autonomy and I can create things that the camera can't create. I can do literally whatever and just completely reinvent the wheel out of nothing. So yeah, it's like a spectrum of I guess influence I have in like different scenarios. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's really well said. Do you ever find there's like a conflict there or is it like just pretty clean? Cause you're like, okay, this is this and this is this. And
I think, I think it's pretty like, there's no conflict because each scenario has its own purpose and place. Yeah. And I think I'm just grateful that I'm able to do all of them. You know, I think if I was boxed into just one, I mean, I think if I were boxed into just one, I'd probably choose the one where I'm just completely painting, you know, myself and creating it 100% on my own. But I'm grateful that I'm able to also, do it in other ways too. And like have these collaborative experiences. I think it, it's just so great. I love collaborating and working with other people too. So, and getting that creative, you know, energy going and seeing how other people work and sometimes, you know, working with other photographers, they have ideas for me that I wouldn't have considered. So I learned from them too. So, yeah.
That's cool. And do you feel, does the fact that you're both a model and an artist, do you feel like in the artist context, like in the gallery context or artist context, do you feel like that changes at all how people treat you or think of you or anything like that?
It's changed. I mean, I've always had kind of a professional, life going in addition to the modeling. So there has been a, in a way there's a, sorry about that.
No problem.
I think it doesn't really change that much actually, because when I'm meeting people in a gallery setting, they see me as who I am and I'm interacting them head on. They're not, it's not like I'm, doing something out of context and telling them to come to the gallery at the same time. It's like usually when I show up as one thing, I'm that thing in the moment. And when I show up for a shoot and I do something else, that's what I am in the moment too. And then maybe I'll sneak in like, oh, by the way, I'm a gallerist, you know. But when I'm at the gallery, I work it and I use it and I dress up and I want to, you know, have great looks and I want to, you know, be engaging and inspire. And I use that, as an advantage when I host these shows. And I think people really, I think people like it and I have a lot of fun doing it. So
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. Well, especially being a gallerist, right? And looking at your Instagram too, you have like a really professional presentation. It's really beautiful. It's really well put together. That's like a really good like fit. I mean, yeah, sometimes they say gallery girl, like gallery girls, right? That is sometimes their role is to be this particular kind of model they're putting on a performance as well. We don't think about that too much, actually. I tend to think about sort of the modeling and performance much more from the artist end, but actually there's a huge other world of it from the gallerist end and the professional.
Oh yeah. And it's like, it's really like there's so many things that go into it. I mean, you know, just the organizational aspect and, you know, we catalog every show we do, you know, I make sure that I don't keep anything off of record at all. So I have we've built this whole portfolio representing over 60 artists in the past 6 months, and it's been really great. So, the goal is to, I'm going to keep doing it, but then also start presenting it to other venues. We did one show at Anderson Contemporary too, which was really cool to curate another big space. So that's really the end goal there. And then I'm not going to stop doing the modeling either, though. I mean, I think it's great to be able to do both. And I think it sets a positive example to show that it is possible to do both and do both well. And I think they can both kind of tie into each other in the right context.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. And I feel like it's sort of newer. I feel like that's really welcome and seems like a real professional option for artists/models.
Yeah, definitely. Really cool. Thank you. Yeah. And I see girls on Instagram doing it too. Like I see, you know, models that also paint. I see, you know, I see gallerists that now get in front of the camera and talk and, you know, have more of like an online presence. And I just think that's so cool. It's just like utilizing the tools that we have today to become, you know, more than just, you know, what that used to be, you know, someone who might, you know, not be in front of the camera, maybe just kind of sits behind the scenes or, you know, and that's okay if someone wants to do that too, but it's just nice to know that there's options and, you know, we can be anything.
Totally. Yes. That's totally true. Are there any particular female artists that you're excited about in particular and why them?
I mean, we've shown so many really great ones. I mean, I guess my favorite female artists that have inspired my own work, I guess. Helma Afklint, for sure. She was just so ahead of her time. I love that she was painting these amazing spiritual paintings so long ago and they were discovered later. And she was just this incredible visionary. I just love that. I also love Agnes Pelton. She's another spiritual artist who, you know, she was an American artist in the desert who painted these like otherworldly visions. So these are all artists that just inspire my work in particular. But then some artists we've shown, there's been so many great ones. Itiri Chkadua, she's a Georgian artist. She paints these she was in the Nouveau Surrealist show. She paints herself in these like really interesting situations, but her technique is just amazing. She's such a masterful painter. Emma Hapner is another female artist we've shown many times. She's cool because she looks like her painting. She has like neon pink hair. She like lived the part and she paints herself as a mermaid, as a cowgirl, as like this ethereal nymph like, you know, character. But then you meet her and you're like, oh my gosh, it's you. And all of the paintings are in neon pink and it's just super cool. Wow. So I really love, I love meeting artists that really just like live the part in all areas. So those are some artists that I admire and really like. And I'm proud to have elevated them through showing them in our shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'll put those artists in particular in the show notes with links to their stuff as well.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to mention that's come to mind? Anything at all? There are a couple of questions I've missed too. If you are,
yeah, sure.
Let's go back to those. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah,
which
sure.
did I miss? Oh, what's your take on the relationship between feminism and art?
It's kind of back to it's amazing that some female artists, they really feel the need to kind of make a huge statement when it comes to the feminist movement. I'm not the kind of artist that usually wants to, make a huge statement other than to make someone feel like they're, having this out of body experience type thing. But I have, I think it's great though. I mean, I think art has the ability to make someone, it's a way to communicate. And it's a way to communicate, a point in the feminist movement. It's a way to protest. It's a way to, it's like its own language. So I think now there's just more room for new takes on it. I think overall art has helped the feminist movement in its ability to just give a new way of communication to the world.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Well said. Can a woman just be art?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, back to the one artist I was speaking of who literally looks just like her paint. I mean, I think yes. Men can be art too. I mean, any person can be art, I mean, it's all possible. It kind of goes back to like art is so subjective. Like if you can call something art and mm-hmm. there it is. So
yeah
I think anybody can be art, woman, or anybody really, but as long as the intention is there. And
right.
I think that's a really cool thing about, existing, we can kind of just decide.
Right. That's well said. Okay. I guess those are all my questions. Was there anything else that came to mind for you that you wanted to mention?
I think this was really great. I guess I'll just say I'm just really grateful to be here. I think it's a really great opportunity to speak about, what I've been doing, my own work, the shows I've been curating. And I guess I just want to, thank you and just say that this is a great thing. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to talk about what I've been up to and let everyone know that, this is a curating these shows has been a really exciting thing. We've grown a community of over 1,000 people who eagerly anticipate our shows every other week and keep a lookout for what I do next, I guess, because we're going to plan on keep on curating and keep on showing in other places. And feel free to reach out and write anytime, because I look forward to hearing from everyone.
Awesome. Wonderful. Yeah. I was looking, it looks like you take artist submissions on through your web, through the Instagram link, right? So if someone was interested in showing.
Absolutely. Well, I'm currently focused at the moment on actually curating around the city and even different locations too. So if anyone mm-hmm. applies, that application would just go to general curation, whether it's there, whether it's anywhere else. So, but it just kind of puts it on the radar of who I might include in a show next. And, but overall,
awesome. It's
great. So.
Great. Yeah. Super great to meet you. Great to hear the voice and the story behind the Instagram. I was just trying to figure out, I can't remember. It was through Instagram that I originally came across your work, but I can't remember whose work it was. I know Heidi Hatchery, but I think you just worked with Heidi Hatchery quite recently, right?
Oh, Heidi Hatchery is amazing. And she's another female artist that, I'll add to the list of amazing power women. She's amazing. And, and hearing her stories too, she has a really, really interesting, life story. But we exhibited her pieces, that were portraits in ash And right. Oh my gosh, they were very well received by everybody, but it was just like, it almost felt like their presence was in the space, like as extra guests.
right.
Yeah. She kept their spirit alive through the portraits. And I just thought that was so cool, but she's also just such a lovely person and woman and just an inspiring lady. And, yeah, we're definitely, we've grown to become good friends with her. So I'm very grateful for that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I feel like that's who I found out about your work.
Oh, that's great.
That's my guess. Yeah, she's really an extraordinary artist and woman for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Really. Yeah. Great to hear. I'm excited to stay tuned and see what you do, because it sounds like there are really exciting things coming up.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. And thanks again. It was awesome.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
Take care.
Bye.
This has been the Women as an Art podcast, hosted by me, Leah Schroeder. Please visit womenasanart.com for more information and to find us on socials. Thanks.